my son and grandson, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. But my heart's also in Mexico. Part of my heart's in Venezuela. I have a daughter and her husband there, so I'm very blessed. Very blessed. And there's quite a bit of my heart right here, of course. Okay, let's turn to Titus. Chapter 2. Since I am an aged woman, probably the oldest aged woman here, I thought I'd talk about what is our responsibility as aged women. Okay, chapter starting with verse 3. The aged women, likewise, that they be in behavior as becometh holiness, not false accusers, not given to much wine, teachers of good things. I want you to remember that phrase, teachers of good things. That they may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, chaste, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed.
Amen.
And you know, we need to take that phrase very, very seriously, ladies. Teachers of good things. We need to, not only by our mouth, but by our actions, by the way we live, the way we respond to people, just in our way of living ourselves, that we need to be able to be a testimony just with our not only our lips, but with our life as well. And I have a phrase, teachers of good things. That kind of caught my eye. And I thought, let's see what these good things are. First of all, sober, it says. Teach the young women to be sober. Of course, when we think of sober or sobriety, we think about not drinking. That's probably part of it. It certainly should be not even in our life at all. Mm-hmm. But I looked up some of these words. I've always been a dictionary person. Since I was a very little girl, when I first started to read, my dad sat me down, and he said, you're going to learn how to use a dictionary correctly. And you will be surprised how in your life it will be such an important book, and it has been a wonderful book. I've just grown to love looking at words in dictionary. So I looked up this word, sober. It says, be calm, well-balanced, restrained. I think those are pretty good words. You think describe being sober, and then discreet is one. The next one is to be discreet. To be discreet means modest. How important is that in today's world, ladies? I'll tell you, my heart breaks when I go anywhere and see, of course, worldly people. You expect something. That nature, but ladies, let's learn how to be modest. Amen. In our dress. Such an important thing. Modest, showing discernment. Okay, that's part of being discreet. And then chaste is another word. What does chaste mean? Well, I looked it up and it says pure in thought and act. Pure in thought and act. Keepers at home. A person who tends or keeps, has charge and maintenance. With dead seriousness. Mm-hmm. I thought that was very, very good. With dead seriousness. And then, obedient to their own husbands, to follow his commands. Okay? To be obedient to his husbands. Whatever he says, we will do and be obedient. That's not from this chapter, but it's a good point. It says be good. Good means virtuous. Praiseworthy, commendable. Okay? I'm hoping that we will learn these things and really use them in our lives, ladies. It's so important. And you think, well, how in the world can I do all this? How can I be this kind of person, his wife? How can I do it? Well, Philippians 4:13 tells us, very simple verse, I can do all things.
Amen.
Through Christ, which strengthens me.
Amen.
I can do all things, not by ourselves, but through Christ, with his help. And it's a daily prayer. We need to pray every day, ladies. Every single day, we need to pray that God would make us into the type of woman that we should be, the type of wife our husband needs, to be at his side, to encourage him, to help him in everything. It's so important. And you'll find that your life becomes so much happier if you can follow this, what these verses tell us in this book. And I thought, well, I haven't done this in a long time, and I'm sure that some of you have been bored with this, but I'm going to do it again. Several years ago, I wrote Wife's ABCs, and I'm going to read it, and those that have never heard it, then you can maybe get something from it. I hope you get a blessing. Wives, learn your own ABCs. Always a smile to give away. Become a better wife each day. Careful to choose her every word. Dare to witness for her Lord. Ever ready to lend a hand. Freely give her children commands. Guard against her tongue so unruly. Harbor no criticism unduly. Interceding for others in prayer. Joyfully sharing his love and care. Keeping her eyes always looking above. Learning to labor because of his love. Making certain she hears God's voice, not wanting decisions to be her choice. Obeying her husband with respect and love, patiently waiting for God to move, quickly answering when God does call, ready to give him her all in all, seeking to please as best she can, thanking God always for her wonderful man. I say amen to that. United together to do God's work, vowing to be faithful and never shirk, willing to be molded as the potter molds the clay, expecting his coming on that glorious day, yielding her will to his will so sweet, zealous to lay her crowns at his blessed feet.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.